Hollow Mind Meatheads, welcome back. I'm back. Here I am. I'm back. Had a month's break, just doing other shit. And big word. I've got two big words of the week. Big words of the year, let's call them. Deleterious, D-E-L-E-T-E-R-I-A-U-S, meaning harmful, destructive, and detrimental. Wonder who that relates to. And the other word is demagogue, leader, rabble-rouser, usually appealing to emotion or prejudice. Deleterious and demagogue. Fuck you, Trump. What the fuck were you thinking? Let's get into the podcast. Oh, hello, an international language of the year is Finnish because it's the Finnish of the year. Do you get it? Fuck, I'm a great comedian. I should be fucking more famouser than this. But saying hello in Finnish is hei or moi or terve, terve. Hei, moi or terve. Let's get amongst it, eh? Oh, hello, Mind Meat heads. It's been a month since I've done a Mind Meat podcast. I love my Mind Meat. When was this created? June 27 was the first podcast after spending a week with good buddy Bart Freeban, who does a couple of one-man podcasts. Inspired me. Really enjoyed just chatting. It's probably just a bit of a mental issue chatting to yourself into a microphone. But starting June 27. Done 24 podcasts. This is number 25 podcasts for the year. I'm going to do a bit of a 2016 year in review. I also got another podcast happening at the moment called Date Night Dilemma. If you want to get involved in that, it's more of my partner's podcast. She does, it's all her ideas, and I just drive the ship there. Quite enjoyable podcast. It's all about dating. What to do on a date night, basically. Because 2016, we've seen Mr. Trump voted in America. Well, the re-rise of Pauline Hanson's back. I mean, I get it. I get everyone's angry. People are angry, you know, with terrorism and all this sort of stuff. But fucking bad option, guys. I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't know what's going to happen. I'm not excited about what seed's going to happen. I hope nothing happens, actually. Everything. I don't know what I want. I wish Pauline Hanson would fuck off, though. She's a very smart woman, I think. She comes across as dumb, but I don't think she's quite smart. And she's revved up the rednecks and the patriots. I just think we should all get along. We're a young country. We're a multicultural country. We can't be stopping people coming in. We should love one another. I can get along with it. But the Trump thing, I don't know. I didn't expect him to win. I thought America wasn't that stupid, but... turns out they just want to change. And he talked the talk, you know. I watched a great spot by Jim Norton, very funny American comedian, and he said he loved Trump because you never know what he was going to say. Like in those debates, all the other politicians is talking about policies and all this sort of shit, and then Trump would say things like Mexicans are raping everybody. So I can... He's just saying shit where people go, fuck, what's he going to say next? So, yeah, and he was man of the year in time. But I don't know. I didn't think I'd live to see another war, a big war. I mean, there is a war on really at the moment with terrorism, but I tried to not think about it. Is that naive? I don't know. But anyway, that was that's my political rant. Fucking pathetic when you think about it. I've done 182 gigs this year, 182 gigs this year. That's a lot of gigs. I'm very happy. Thanks to all the people that booked me. Thanks to all the people that came along. Thanks to all the people that laughed. Thanks to all the people that didn't laugh, because it makes you think. It makes you second guess yourself thinking, I mean, I go straight for what the fuck am I doing this for? Let's quit. I quit. Probably quitted 50 times this year, quitted comedy. But yeah, it's... subjectable. If you don't like my comedy, then don't laugh, I suppose. But, you know, I wrote a bit more this year. I've written a couple of parody songs, but really haven't been off with my songwriting, but I have written more jokes, been more inspired by jokes and writing stuff, trying to write in a new style, in a modern style, trying to be relevant with the kids. Seen some great comics this year too, very funny. I went and seen a guy called Dan. Oh, he just did 5 minutes. Dan Rath, very funny. Don't know much about him, from Brisbane, now moved to Melbourne, I think. Check him out at a comedy festival. Very funny. Very off the wall. Fucking pissing myself, I was. Guy that's been around a long time, Simon Kennedy, very funny. Lots of great new material that he's pumping out. Let's see if I can match them next year. Shittest gig of the year was the one I did last week where I didn't even finish it. Corporate gig, Christmas corporate gigs are fucked, man. They're just getting harder and harder every year. I mean, they're good money and very hard to explain to a company that this is how comedy works. They should, you know, you're hoping that they would go, well, I've been to a comedy night, let's make it look like that. That's the basis of the whole thing with the corporate comedy thing. And I don't know, just didn't work out last week. Pulled the pin. That's like the fourth gig in 20 years that I've pulled the pin on. That was just impossible. It was noisy. And the guys were actually quite nice about it. They wanted it to work, but I just couldn't concentrate, so I pulled the pin. I have my last gig tonight. Could be similar. You never know. Could be doing another podcast tomorrow about quitting. What else have I done this year? Broke up my girlfriend several times as usual. Got back together. Yes, big breakup this year. Got back together. Now live with her, so work that one out. I moved in. Moved away from Blacktown, my hometown, for 20 years. And nice change. I live here at Wentworth Point now. It's a groovy little suburb, a lot of apartments, a lot of water. I like water. Water's very calming for me. I'm a very stressed person. I love sitting on the balcony just looking at the water. I can sit there for hours, which achieves nothing but peace and harmony, which is a good thing, I guess. Been living with her now for 3 months. So that's okay. It's going okay. There's ups and downs. She doesn't really get me sometimes. Sometimes she doesn't have to get me. Sometimes she should just go, well, he is Mick. He is crazy. He's mental. She tries to burrow in like a weevil, keep trying to get inside my head. But sometimes you just don't need to know everything. You would not want to know what's going on inside my head. But I turned 51, which is, you know, an unremarkable age. But happy to be 51. I've developed arthritis, so I'm on my way to death now. Arthritis in my shoulder. It aches every morning. But I have I bought a push bike because a lot of bike tracks here. Bike, push biking. I mean, I've owned a lot of bikes, expensive bikes, cheap bikes. Fuck, it is the most uncomfortable sport. I don't understand them. I mean, I had to buy a softer seat for my push bike because this old man arsehole was not putting up with that hard seat that came with the bike. Bought a seat with about 17 springs on it. And I mean, it's a little bit better, but at my age, my balls, Jesus. Oh, my God. But it is an uncomfortable sport. I mean, people that do ride a bike for their basic transport to and from work or getting around town, fucking hell. Full credit to you. It's just not for me. I can't work out the gears. There's like 1,000 gears on there. There's like an in-between gear that goes, I'm like, what the fuck is that? If anyone knows how to set up gears on a bike, then tweet me. I've walked more, I've lost weight, I've put on weight, I've started swimming now, I love swimming. God, it's fucking boring as well though. I have a plan. I do my 12 laps, then do a bit of running in the pool, then I do a bit of kickboard work, and then I'm out of there. It's a very boring thing. I don't understand these people who do it for an hour. I'm about 15 minutes in the pool, and then I hit the steam room. There's a steam room here in this new apartment complex that I've moved to, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I'm yet to be in there with another person in there. That'd be awkward. Hey, you like steam, I like steam. Woo! See, you're steaming your beans. Well done. Anyway, tried to keep fit. I've tweeted more this year. I've been trying to write a lot of tweets, trying to you know, keep current. 51. I'm doing gigs with kids that are 19. Moving into this new apartment, though, I've inherited a cat. I've owned a cat in the past. I owned a cat called Trevor. Very cool cat. Had one ear. Was a tough cat. I think it fathered a lot of kittens, that cat. Rarely it would only come home after about 3 days when it wanted to feed. I think other people fed it thinking it was a stray cat, but it wasn't a stray cat. It was my cat called Trevor, named after, what was that show? Was it Ratbags? Comedy show? Rod Quantock was on it. Good show. But back to the Trump thing, though. See, a lot of anger on old white men. A lot of anger with old white men, like, I mean, I get it. Old white men have ruled the world forever. Now I'm an old white man. I feel that I am being fingered or being brought into part of that group. I'm not part of that group. I'm a very left thinking, you know, creative guy. Like, yeah, I could just feel it, you know, like young people, you know. Just looking at me thinking like, yeah, he would have voted for Trump. He loves Hanson, but I don't. I'm very open-minded. I have, friends from all walks of life. I welcome them in open arms. As long as they're nice to me, I'm nice to them. I don't hate a particular group. Yeah, young people. A lot of growing up, I suppose. My kids are all out of school now, 18 and 20. The kids, my daughter was 20 the other day. My son is 18 in January. Don't know what he's going to do with his life, but 2016, what a year. Going into 2017, I've created a few new characters this year, which is very exciting. Sloppy Poppy was born this year, which I really enjoyed, Sloppy Poppy. I don't know where I'm going to do with Sloppy Poppy, but in my head it was going to be a festival show, but it really hasn't gone down that road. He just does little one-minute bits on my Facebook page, Comedian Mick Meredith. And, I enjoy doing him. I got a lot of different sort of people like him, see, because he's mainly just singing songs and not really giving opinions. So more from Sloppy Poppy next year. Also created Bogan Santa, because Dane Heiser called me Bogan Santa recently at a gig, and I thought, not a bad idea. Hashtag Bogan Santa. So I did like a little series of eps, which finishes on Boxing Day. I really enjoyed that because there's a beginning and an end to it. Like with Sloppy Poppy, could go forever. But Bogan Santa finishes Boxing Day. It's just about, being Australian and what happens during Christmas. Good gags. Bogan Elf was Stephen J. Whiteley, good fella. Didn't really know him, really got to know him this year. Nice fella. Did some cruising with him. But yeah, check out Bogan Santa if you're listening to this podcast. He'll probably back next year, early December. But I was talking about the cat before, inherited the cat. I've also inherited a dishwasher. How the fuck do you use a dishwasher? I don't know, not know how to pack a dishwasher. There should be, I reckon I could do a TAFE course on how to pack a dishwasher, and as soon as I walked out of the TAFE course, I'd go, fuck, how do I pack a dishwasher? I'm really not retaining information like I used to. Like, if you're young listening to this, really look after that brain sponge, you know, learn shit. I really forget shit quite easily. Still don't know how to use the Thermomix. I think I've talked about the Thermomix in the past. I don't even know what it fucking is. It just sits in the corner there and makes a lot of noise when she uses it. But, Oh, a lot of famous people died this year. But I think my famous people died here. I think, was it more this year than used to be recently? I don't know. I mean, Bowie died. Lemmy died. Fuck, there's no shock. Lemmy. He made it to 70. What a fucking legend. Fuck, I love that guy. Just loved his music. He wasn't a great singer when he started from. Towards the end, he was fucked, wasn't he? But, I love my metal. You know, some good metal albums this year. Blasted to Static was a pretty good album this year. Primal Fear, I discovered them this year. Excellent band. Airborne, who I love, they put in a new album. Thought it was a bit fucking immature. And you think they'd be maturing a bit more, but it fucking didn't really get into that. Their last album was a cracker, but this one, disappointed. And I guess Metallica is probably album of the year for me. Some great tracks on there, some shitty tracks as well, but, you know, blasting back to form. I heard a great podcast, Hetfield talking to Joe Rogan. Listened to that yesterday. Interesting. James Hetfield, interesting dude. Very likable. I liked it a lot. But that's about it for 2016. I'll be back next year with some good mind meets. Going to keep them short and sweet. Going to keep them short. I can't even talk. Going to keep them short and sweet next year. Keep them very comical and hopefully be a great year. I don't really live by years, but everyone else does, so I have to sort of fall in line with that. People say, oh, I'm going to be a better person next year. Well, fucking start now, actually. Don't start next year. Start now. Anyway, have a great Christmas if you're into that shit. I'm off to a gig tonight. Could be shit. Enjoy your new year. I'll be in bed by 10. And I'll see you at a gig next year. Come to a gig, you know. I've gained a lot of new fans with Bogan Santa. Hopefully that'll open up a new door for me and love life, live to the fullest, because we all could be dead tomorrow. I had to end on a downer, but it's more of a positive thing. Have a good time. Be nice to one another. Love one another. And goodbye in Finnish is simply hey, hey, or moi, moi. Hey, hey, or moi, moi. Take care, mind meatheads. Goodbye.